Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Coming up this hour, we're going to hear from our Parks and Rec Department. We have Sydney Baker. She's going to be doing the entire parks update. She's the aquatic supervisor out there, but we're going to start things off. Normally, we talk to these gentlemen at the end of the month. Well, February is a short month, so we brought them on today. And we have from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, Ben Jedlicka, Game Warden. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Lovin joins us as well. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on. Did you have yourselves a good weekend? It was pretty nice weather.
Yeah,
well,
it was
I
nice.
Sure did.
Yeah. It really, there weren't too many people that I found out, at least yesterday, and I had one of those rare Saturdays off. So yesterday was a little breezy, and there's a few people, but not too many.
Todd, I know you were probably pretty busy over the weekend.
Yeah, we had some good numbers, you know, with some events going, and just, you know, you see a lot of people now out doing whatever they choose, you know, their outdoor sport of choice right now, whether it be in hiking or fishing, or if they can do a little bit of that, or just getting out and enjoying some sunsets, or still have a few eagles around, so some people doing that. So, yeah, some good numbers around the park.
Well, speaking of the eagles, let's start right there. What are you seeing now? Have you seen a lot of them?
Still seeing some, definitely. Maybe not as many as we did at one time. But, yeah, River Pond area, there's still some good ones. This morning there's some good ones just sitting out on the ice because, you know, some of it's ice covered and some open area. So they were sitting right along that edge, feeding and everything, so do see some good ones down there. So you do have a good chance to see a few yet if you want to get out and look.
You know, bird watching is pretty popular in these parts, and one thing I always look forward to is the sandhill cranes migrating back this direction. Are we seeing any of those yet?
No, I know I heard some flying over a couple of days ago. Haven't really seen any, but I heard some. And then, well, did see them then in flight, but haven't seen any, you know, landed anywhere. But, yeah, so starting to hear a few.
Okay.
This ice is really melting, and that is an opportunity. These eagles get on the ice. There's fish that freeze in that ice, and as that ice melts, which it is melting pretty good. Though this morning was kind of chilly and icy, they'll feed on those fish that are frozen in the ice. And it's an opportunity to see them. They get quite a crowd, even under Long Bridge up there at Randolph. There could be a crowd of eagles feeding on those fish as they thaw.
Yeah, that's always a fun sight to see anytime you can get a chance to witness that. And you know, eagle spottings are rare, but great that we have the opportunity to have them out here. Todd, I know you had a successful archery tournament at Tuttle Creek State Park this past weekend. Where was that held at?
It was actually in two locations. Had kind of a standard bag target type of bullseye one down here at our Neithart Archery Range in River Pond, and that was kind of Saturday morning. And then after completion of that, we had a 3D walkthrough type shoot up at Cedar Ridge area near the marina. In that, Chapman Schools, their National Archery and Schools Program, was the organizer of it and put it on. The participants were mainly from them. We did get some from Platte City, Missouri, to come up. Had in total about 100 shooters, archers that day. It was really successful, a whole lot of fun. We posted some good pictures on our Facebook account of what they were shooting at. So there's a lot of good fun there. Just have to really mention that our local supporters are really good to make these happen. Like I said, Chapman was really great to put it all together. We borrow some stuff, get some support from the Kansas Archery Center out there on 24. AmeriCorps, who we have, does a lot of work too, of just organizing things, and then also had some good support from Fort Riley, the MWR department there, of helping us out and with some supplies. And so, you know, it's open to any schools and every people like that that want to shoot, and already planning for one on April 24th again. So it'll be a good time.
Yeah, that is a sport I know in talking to people in the past, that's a sport that's been growing with youth in the past few years. How does a school district get more information into developing a program if they want one?
There is a statewide program here, and there's a statewide coordinator named Gary Keene. If someone is listening and wants to participate in that program, I am a certified instructor in that program too, as a specialist, so I can train instructors even. But they could give me a call here at the State Park office or email me. Our phone number is 785-539-7941, or just email me at Todd, T-O-D-D, dot Lovin, L-O-V-I-N, at ks.gov. And I can give them the basics, and ultimately they will be in contact with Gary, but it's a great program, and most anyone can do it.
Yeah. What do you find, especially when teaching youth how to do that, what do they like about it most, would you say? What's the feedback you often hear?
Well, the neat part about it, in my opinion, is you know, not everyone is what in our typical mind is an athlete, you know, whether a football player, volleyball player, basketball player. An archer is still an athlete. So you can pit a little 100-pound person with very little muscle mass up against a 230-pound person that's just ripped with muscles, and that can be equal in archery. And so it's really a neat sport that way, and you can play through a lot of injury, if you will. At one of the tournaments one time, we had a young lady that had just had her knee reconstructed about 2 weeks prior to that and shot in the tournament in a wheelchair and everything like that. She adapted and did really well. So a lot of neat things, and just confidence and things like that. And there's a lot of other stories behind that program of just honest, because they record their own scores, and there's some stuff about life skills and honesty and just being a good person.
That's really neat. Glad to hear that was such a success, and cool to hear we'll have some more of those coming up. Well, kind of staying in that conversation here with education component, I know the Hunter Ed is a big key part of what you do, both of you. And Todd, I'll start with you on the Hunter's Ed stuff. What do you have coming up here in the month of March?
There is just one class that's put on here, and it's an in-person class, and it's over 3 days. That class is full already, with reservations, which is a great thing to have. However, if people want to get most of the push on those classes are in the fall or late summer, because, you know, with hunting season approaching. So there are fewer classes during the spring and summer. However, if someone does want to be certified in that, they can go online and do the online version. And then they just have to choose a field day somewhere. And they can go through all that through our website, which is www.ksoutdoors.com. And go to the education button and Hunter Education, and they will get there, and there'll be a listing of classes available and for sign up, and they can do that online version. And like I said, if they do online, they just have to do a 1 day field day then in addition to the online.
All right. Ben, did you have anything to add to that?
Well, after you take that, yeah, you sign up and you can go at different places, but again, you have to, there's a limit on the number of people they take in the field day, but yeah, you you find your field day after you complete the online course.
Okay. And then more information on that at ksoutdoors.com. So
the local sponsor for the in-person or the classroom is Riley County Fish and Game Association. They've been helping to get it put on for many years.
And that's a great segue. Sometimes we get a lot of people that come in or get some people that come in and say, well, why don't you hold more of those? Well, most of those instructors are volunteer. Folks like employees like Ben and myself, we're there to support those programs and the system, but there's not very many of us either. So those volunteers take on quite a workload to do those classes every year. So if somebody's interested in doing that too, we can always get them going down that path of being a hunter ed instructor.
All right.
Good. That group puts on four classes per year. There's the one in the spring, which is coming right up. And again, just to warn people, that one is full. And then there's one in August, August, September, and October. Each have a class that is a classroom class. So those classes meet on Tuesday, and then a field day on Saturday, and then test night on Tuesday again. And they, well, those in the fall, you can look forward to signing up for.
All right, very good. Yeah,
it's a whole team of instructors. It must take it kind of spreads the load. All the instructors then, you know, aren't overwhelmed, but easily there's 10 to a dozen total instructors involved in each of those classroom classes.
Cool. Yeah, that's great. I see the calendar there. It says it's full there, and that's coming up March 23rd. So neat to hear that that's gotten such popularity there. Let's take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Ben Jedlicka and Todd Levin. We're talking outdoors here in News Radio KMAN.